Excuse me, right. First call out today. I shouldn't have had a J-O for my breakfast. First call out today. Dear Ray and the Fix It Friday team, it's very unlike me to call out for help, but this is such a bizarre request. I'm in a desperate conundrum and I really need your help here. I work for a company called Technically Right IT in Carrigaline, County Cork, and we've recently moved into a new office space. And next Monday, November the 4th, we're having our official opening. However, hey. I'm in a pickle trying to source a blue fish for the opening. I know this sounds very strange, but our logo and brand is centred around one blue fish swimming amongst other goldfish. We've been on the case trying to get this fish for the last number of weeks. I've been in touch with all the local pet stores, including Pet Stop and Hanley's and etc. etc. They've been extremely helpful, but have not managed to come up with the goods. Someone else told me that they could get me a grey parrotfish, and then they suggested that we feed it some blue food colouring to give it the tinge we need, but I'm not so sure about this, and in my own mind I think it might be a bit cruel. Oh dear, I'm in trouble because my boss is in Dublin and she's speaking at the Web Summit today, and she's under the impression that I've got absolutely everything sorted.
Included the blue fish. Yeah.
Please help me source a blue fish for our opening next Monday night. I'll just about do anything for you guys. We've over 100 people here on Monday evening and I want to make sure everything is perfect.
What about some water-resistant paint? Goldfish.
I don't know. Over to our zoologist over there, and he keeps a bit of fish himself. Will, what do you think?
Well, it's going to be hard.
Is there any humane way of painting a fish? No.
No, that's pretty cruel, you know, because they use their gills and their, yeah, you know, for oxygen exchange.
I know, but they paint the cat in a humane way on Love Hate.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering.
I saw that woman's leaflet, and all they've done is they've kind of graphically designed like a goldfish and turned it blue. That's all they've done.
So this is the blue guy.
It's a goldfish that's turned blue.
They should have thought it through, shouldn't they?
They should have thought it through.
Before they turned it blue.
I think as well, like a lot of the really highly coloured fish would be warm water fish, tropical fish. So right. She'd have to set up the whole tank around it if she does find a blue fish.
The only thing we could suggest to her, because it is Friday, is maybe a plastic one that would just like hang in there and let the goldfish swim.
I saw in Argos they have kind of a remote control fish that you put in the water that swim around.
There you go.
Okay.
We're putting a call today with there for a blue fish. Anybody? Blue fish. Thank you.
53102 or ray@todayfm.com. Another quick one.
That girl looking for the blue fish could probably pick up a blue robo fish from a toy shop to use. My daughter has one, and they're very real looking. Will showed me some online there. They are very real looking. Yes. Tell that woman to try Smith's Toys. You can buy RoboFish or Hex Bugs fish that actually swim in a fishbowl. They're in the new catalogue, all colours available. I have a mackerel fish in the freezer. It's blue. I can loan it to her, says Sean. Siamese fighter fish can be blue. Also, a small fish, a blue fish, is a blue guppy. Shine a blue light on a white fish, but it'd be moving, wouldn't it? RoboFish. A lot of people are saying that. They come in different colours and they look very realistic. Now, there's going to be 100 people in that room, right?
Yeah.
The aquarium is probably going to be at waist level. Two people are going to, you know, start a chat in front of the aquarium. Nobody will know there's a blue fish in it. But this girl is completely homed in on that, isn't she?
Yep, she has.
Get one of the goldfish to hold their breath, Michael. And buy a white fish and a blue-coloured bowl. It'll look blue then. So there's the only blue fish, cold water fish, would be a Siamese fighter fish, also mentioned. They have colour variations. Some are pretty blue and are something in room temperature water. They're fine in room temperature water. They only need small tanks and they can breathe air. Goldfish may not be great tank mates, though, as they can be bullies. Another cold water species, the paradise fish, could be considered too, but only has hints of blue, says John in Galway. Thanks for that, John. How are we getting on with that now?
We've a couple of leads, Ray. So Roisin is ringing them out of the office, place in a Hinch, another place in Cork, and a place in Dublin. So see how we get on with those.
Great. Robin Thicke with his mates and blurred lines on Today FM. 53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@todayfm.com. Morning, Sheila.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you're looking for a blue fish.
I'm looking desperately for a blue fish. I'm delighted you're trying to help me.
This is the one job you had to do while the boss was away.
The one out of 89.
All right, one out of 89. So you're launching on Monday.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and there's going to be cube pieces of cheese on cocktail sticks with pieces of pineapple.
Exactly. Yes.
So warm white wine.
No fish to eat.
No fish to eat. Yeah.
No.
But it's technically Right IT in Carrigaline, and your logo is a bluefish. So
that's
talk
correct.
Us through the idea then for the launch.
Right. Well, our logo is a bluefish. I suppose we do our branding with vibrant imagery.
Right.
Really, because we're a technically writing company, and sometimes if people don't really understand that, they might think it's quite boring.
Right.
So what we do is we write material for technology companies, training material and manuals.
Get to the fish.
So the fish is I suppose what we're looking for on Monday. It was our boss's idea that we'd use our logo, have a tank here.
Yeah.
But I've been chasing for weeks to try and get a blue fish. And
have you got a tank there already?
We haven't got a tank so far.
Oh, you haven't got a tank, right? Okay, but you're looking for a fish.
We've been looking for a tank and the fish we can get it, because the reason being is that it all hangs around the fish.
Does it? Yeah, it's a classic case of putting the fish before the tank here, isn't it? So if we'd got you a fish now, you've nowhere to put it as such.
No.
This is worse than I thought. Okay.
It is worse.
But Sheila, can you just, hold on now, in your head, what's the picture in your head for Monday night? There's going to be a tank, right? And in that tank, there will be what?
There will be four goldfish and
right.
one bluefish.
Aha. And the bluefish will stand out because it's blue and not gold.
Exactly.
And everyone will remark, oh, look at that. That's the bluefish. That's the logo. Very clever.
How clever, yes.
Yes. And there won't be two people standing in front of it drinking lukewarm white wine and eating those cubic pieces of cheese off a stick. No. Definitely not. Okay.
Definitely not.
I don't know if Billy can help you. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. You're in Carrigaline.
I'm in Carrigaline in County Cork, I am indeed.
Just down the road.
Just down the road.
Now, Sheila, you haven't tried very hard, have you, really?
And I have. I've actually been researching for weeks.
Have you? And did you bother getting out of the office and walking down to Billy in Pet Essentials?
I think I might have rang Billy.
Did you?
Yes, I rang. Have you got a shop in Middleton as well, Billy?
No, we don't. That's a competitor, Sheila.
I've been into Handley's and Pets.
Right, okay. Now, if you put a call into Billy, this is the way it would have gone. Okay, hello,
perfect,
is that
Billy,
hello, is that Pet Essentials?
This is Pet Essentials, right?
We're looking for a blue fish for a launch.
Yeah.
Would you have a blue fish there?
We do indeed. We have a beautiful blue guppy fish.
Great.
A nice blue tropical warm water fish.
Right.
And we were thinking of putting it in with some goldfish. Would that be possible?
That would be possible, yeah. We have some gold guppies, or we have some beautiful gold platies as well, which would look very well in the tank.
You see the way this is going, Sheila?
Yes.
Would you be able to lend us or rent us out a tank for our launch on Monday night?
Absolutely no problem whatsoever.
And where are you located? Probably hundreds of miles away.
We're actually very, very close.
Yeah.
On the Crosshaven Road in Carrigaline.
Where are you, Sheila?
We're on the same road.
Yes. Sheila.
I'm only in this company 2 months.
Okay. As you said, you've 88 other things to do. So we'll let you off this time. Anyway, there you go. You've Billy down the road for me in Pet Essentials. You'll be able to sort out for Monday night. Good luck with the launch.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
We put out a call on behalf of Sheila for a blue fish. You see, Sheila was planning the launch of Technically Right IT, which happened last night, and their logo is a blue fish, and she wanted to get a blue fish and put it in a fish tank along with some goldfish, and that blue fish would have been the centre of attention last night. Now, I said it was much ado about nothing, that at those launches there are people drinking tepid white wine and those pieces of cheese on a stick, and two people standing in front of the fish tank, and nobody had noticed the blue fish. Anyway, we went about finding a blue fish for Sheila, and she's back on the line. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. So we had a bit of a laugh at you on Friday, because it turned out, although you said you tried, and you had tried, you didn't look under your nose, and Pet Essentials, which was in Carrigaline, and you're in Carrigaline, they actually had a blue fish.
That's correct.
And Billy was on, and Billy's back on. Morning, Billy.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So after Friday then, what happened, Sheila?
After Friday, Billy was very helpful, and I picked up a tank from him, which we are buying off him. And he, put it all together and showed me how to fill up the tank. By Friday evening, it was filled up and, heated up and everything to be ready for the fish for Monday evening.
Ah, great. And so the little blue one, and you had some goldfish as well?
That's correct.
How many goldfish?
We had four goldfish.
Right. And
obviously, very mean goldfish, I think.
And I believe you named the blue fish?
We did. Billy Ray.
Oh, Billy, yes. You must be very proud.
I'm sorry. Very proud, Ray. Very proud.
You and me, Billy right. Ray. Yeah.
Billy Ray.
So last night, anyway, 100 people there. I believe there was politicians there. Minister Simon Coveney was there at the launch.
That's correct, yeah. Minister Simon Coveney was there. He did a speech. We had some ladies, some SAP, came from Paris.
Right.
They would be our clients. They also did some speeches. And we had Dennis Collins from IBM.
Right, and did people notice the blue fish?
Absolutely, everybody really was centre of attention.
Billy Ray was see how wrong I was. I thought two people would stand in front of the fish tank and you wouldn't know about it. So he was positioned in a position of prominence.
That's it, exactly, in with all the drinks.
Great, and people were taking his photograph and all, great.
That's it, yes.
So it went well?
It went fantastic, yeah, it went fantastic for the evening.
Great.
Yes.
And then you arrived into work this morning.
We arrived into work this morning and the poor Billy Ray was down at the bottom of the tank. So
dead.
We kind of tapped the tank, see what he moved around, and we thought he was asleep maybe. But then one of the girls who was fish here herself at home said, no, Billy Ray is dead. So it's not funny.
It's
I know
not
I'm
funny, Sheila. It's
I was,
not funny.
I was actually very upset, I have to say. I was very, I still am.
Billy, what has happened to you? I feel personally responsible here because if it wasn't for us putting out the call on Friday, Billy Ray would be still happy enough in Pet Essentials in Carrigaline, not down at Technically Right IT, dead. What has happened here, Billy?
Well, there's one of two things could have happened, Ray. They were in the goldfish were platies. There were four platies, which would be they'd normally be very very placid fish. So maybe there could have been a bit of bullying went on. The guppy on his own, maybe you know, could have been a bit of a target for these four bullies. That could be one answer for it. The other answer could be, you know, sometimes when tanks go in and are set up quite quickly, they don't have a chance to mature.
Nice.
So there are bacteria that live in the filters of fish tanks that keep the fish healthy. So if that bacterial colony hasn't had a chance to mature,
uh-huh.
it may have, you know, had a detrimental effect on that particular fish. So it's either of those two things. Unfortunately, you know, fish are live animals, so there's no guarantees, unfortunately. But what we will do is I'll call down to Sheila now, and we'll work on the tank for the next week or two, and we'll make sure we get it kind of matured, and we will get another blue fish to put into the tank, and we'll make sure that this is a successful introduction this time.
Sheila, you've written us an email, and I'll just leave the final words with you from your email.
Hi.
We miss you, Billy Ray. You're one of the team. A legend and a true friend.
All right.
Thanks, Sheila. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Birdie Wings dedicated to Billy Ray the Fish and his memory. The Fish will be on the Late Late Show this Friday and must have died of a Billy Ray virus. Poor Billy Ray. Do a fungi on it, just replace him. Call him Nemo this time. He'd be grand. And if you think the controversy over the cat and love hate was bad, just wait for the uproar over Today FM killing a fish. We didn't kill a fish. We didn't kill a fish. You heard Billy explain that it's, you know, they're living, breathing creatures, and this happens. And it is about breaking in the aquarium, and that it often happens when you buy a new aquarium and put fish in it, that they don't survive. They don't get over the hump. I think that's how Billy described it off air. Do it. You know, you have to, in honour of the fish. Play Billy Ray Cyrus. Ah, no, Ryan. No. We had any number of goldfish over the years, and gentle, friendly fish isn't something I would associate with them. Cannibals, savage buggers that bully smaller fish to death. I've seen them attacking smaller fish on a number of occasions. This is Kay. Morning, Kay. What? Billy Ray is dead? You cannot be Cyrus. That's very funny. That's a pity about Billy Ray. I was going to ask him where the feck Nemo is. And same thing happened to in my workplace. It turned out some smarty pants thought it would be funny to feed the fish some wine. Poor fishy couldn't handle his drink. And try setting up a tank properly and let it mature. 4 days the joke. But that's what Billy was saying. Surprised you didn't suggest sticking a poached egg on top of the poor fish. And that fish must have had a sinking feeling. My heart is achy, breaking. Enough, Sean, enough for the puns.